Steve. The second half was a bit of a damned squib. I thought we were still in the game at half time, but if there's one team you don't want to go down a man, it's against Donegal. Because of the way they retained the ball and whatever. So I just thought once we went down to 14 in the second half, I thought that was game up really.
5 points at half time, going in with the wind in the second half, would not have been such a bad result. But then the sending off, obviously, and the kerfuffle at half time or before half time, that changed things.
It's just what I said.
What did Sean say to yourself and Jim McGuinness at half time?
He was just on about the multi-man on the sideline there. He was just talking about just having limited people, just the medical on the sideline, along with the coach and himself. That's all. There's nothing to do with I don't think either of us were stuck in the shamars.
Jack, with the tone sort of set before the game, I think a couple of Kerry boys met Michael Murphy before the throw-in, and the referee threw the ball in and let the game go on from there, so that was kind of building across the first half.
I didn't see, I was watching the throw-in, I didn't see that tone.
Are you concerned about repercussions from the game, you know, in terms of that half-time schmuzzle?
What do you mean? Like?
I mean, like, will there be sort of evidence brought up about any of the players or anybody?
Sure, it's after the referee dealt with it. He dished out a couple of cards.
That's the end of them?
I have no idea. I wasn't refing the game, like. I have no idea.
Being down a man in the second half, obviously, completely changed, you know, the tone of the game. Anytime you tried to press out, it's very difficult, obviously, in getting up and out. Were you disappointed with how you handled that man less in the second half?
Yes, look. We got a very athletic team, and they move the ball around well, and they stress you even when you have even numbers. When you're down a number or down a man, that's exacerbated then. So I thought that was the story really.
Jack, did you know when you went in at that time that
Milos was
going to
get
better?
No. Jack, I know you've spoken obviously the 3 weeks time is kind of where you'll be in full health. I suppose it's going to be a longer road down because of this defeat with an extra game. If you are to have an extended run this year.
What question are you asking me?
The fact that it means an extra game overall in terms of...
We're just glad to have a game now, never won an extra game. I'm not sure what question you're asking me, Jason.
No, but
this stage, we're not in a position to be too precious about what road we go. You know, we'll just do our best. We'll gather the troops next week and we'll train. And we'll try and get a couple of fellas back if we can. Obviously, we're down important bodies at the moment, you know. And even fellas that are coming back are a bit undercooked. So that's where we're at, lads. And no better crowd to exploit that than Donegal, because they are a very fit team and athletic team. And if you have any chinks in your armour, they'll find them.